You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
As we've covered a few times on this show, it's interesting when you have more than one child how different they all are. The personalities are different. Their senses of humor are different. Their interest in various things quite different. And I read one time, and I totally buy into this, that it's an evolutionary thing. That if all of your kids are born the same way, then if there's, I don't know, like something wrong, you know, or something that, you know, would wipe out that part of the population, that it spares the human race if you produce different kinds that have a better chance then of surviving any kind of downfall. Does
that make
sense?
That's deep. Yeah, it makes sense. That's deep, though. Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's true. I mean, you've got two kids. They're not a whole lot alike. I mean, they have things in common, but, you know, their personalities are different.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, that's evolution's way of just kind of prolonging the species. Anyway, Gretchen, who teaches piano lessons, had a new kid sign up. A mom signed up her son, and she said something interesting to Gretch. She said, he's got a couple of older brothers, and the two older brothers are very athletic and very into sports. I mean, they're all under 10, I think, but they're really, the two older ones are into sports. And this one, who's, I guess, maybe five or something, isn't into sports, is not, has tried. They've put him into various little sporting things, and it's just not his cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom said, I want him to have something to be able to, you know, be proud of, because his brothers are the jocks of the family. So I'm going to sign him up. He seems to have an interest in music. And so I'm going to go that route.
That's great.
And I had a, you know, kind of a thoughtful discussion with Gretch about that. I said, I so love that, that a parent is not saying, your brother's good at sports, why can't you play sports? You know, instead the mom's saying, let me find something that is your,
absolutely,
what's your bag, man?
That's great. That's really
and,
good.
Yeah, and I do love that, because, like, for instance, you know, that the poor 5-year-old probably has to get dragged out to watch his older brothers, you know, play something. Well, he just doesn't have an interest in it. And I love that, you know, because your kids are in piano, that there are recitals.
We
and
got
so
one next
they'll get
week
to the point. Yeah, there you go. And so they'll get to a point where there will be a recital, and those brothers will get to come and watch their younger brother do something
succeed
that he's crazy about.
Absolutely. That's great, man. I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But we've kind of done that with our kids. Our thing is we've let them try multiple things to just kind of see what clicks a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, my son's in sports and stuff. Not the best sports player, but he's really excelling at music. So
go.
I think we're going to, you know, eventually probably push him in that direction. So you kind of have to put him in multiple things to see what kind of clicks is what we've kind of done.
Yeah.
We haven't, you know, we're not in that circumstance where he has older siblings. I mean, our little daughter could, you know, be in that scenario. But I like that. I like that a lot, that he has something that he can claim that's his, that he can grasp onto. That's really cool.
And I think the default for many parents is, well, if these two are in sports, let's just, you know, let's not, we don't want to be driving a bunch of different places.
What are the odds all three go into it and succeed? You know, you're going to have one little outlier that takes a different path, whether it's art or music or science.
Exactly. So it was just a good little discussion, and it warmed both of our hearts that the mom was so thoughtful about that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm gonna find something. He seems to be drawn to music.
That's
and
good.
On his first lesson, I guess, he just took to it, boom,
nailed
right
it
away. Yeah, he's had one lesson, and he really, you know, his eyes were all lit up.
He's like, I got this.
Like,
this is
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like, oh my God, this is mine.
Yeah.
This is mine. My older brothers can't have this. This one is mine.
It's been kind of funny because our piano teacher has been getting on Reed, because Reed is more of the intellect, I think, and kind of brainy and is constantly thinking. And I guess he's learning to play more by ear than actually learning to read the music. And she's getting upset with him because instead of reading the music and understanding what's going on the page, he memorizes the song instead,
right,
and starts playing, and he'll just sit down and play the whole song without reading. And it's so funny watching him trying to pretend to read the music. And he just, it's just clicking with him. It's the coolest thing ever. He'll watch a YouTube video. I think she wants the formatics, whatever. You know, you've got to essentially just, she wants him to learn how to read the music. So he can
but there are a ton of superstar musicians who
don't read.
First thing about
I am with
music.
You on that too. So I mean, I kind of see where she's coming at, but I am kind of like, screw that. Learn the music if you can
it's
sit
like
down
whatever,
and play.
It's kind of similar to when a boss, you know what your job is at work, and if you can do it really, really, really well, but the boss says no, but I want you to do it like this.
But this way's working better.
Yeah. If the results are good. Who's the, I want to say, and I could be wrong and someone will correct me, but I'm pretty sure it's Elton John who does not know how to read music. I could be wrong. I think it's Elton. And if you think about it, he has written
countless
dozens
songs.
Of, smash hit songs. He's written Broadway, the music for Lion King, right?
Sure.
He wrote all of that. He never wrote lyrics. He never wrote lyrics. He just would take lyrics and in his head, he'd be able to come up with these gorgeous songs.
I think that is a way more impressive than being able to sit down and read the music. I understand you got to, you can read the music, whatever. Well, but for him to turn on a YouTube video and listen to it two or three times of somebody playing a song, and then he walks over and starts playing the Star Wars theme the other day, I'm like, where did you learn that? He's like, oh, I watched it on YouTube. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So
that's
I can
so
see why
crazy to me. I can't comprehend it.
I guess I can see why the instructor wants... if he could have a base of knowing how to read music, it helps.
Sure.
But I sure wouldn't crush his natural inclination.
I know. I
to
feel bad
because
she's telling him to read the music, and at home I'm like, no, just memorize it. You're fine.